Blog Talk Radio.
With me, bro. Hello?
Hold on.
Hello? Yeah, you on with me. Me and you are in together.
Okay. I'm going to hang up my other phone.
Okay. Yeah, but hey, bro, you there? Hey, bro, you there?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I got you.
Amen.
I got you. Amen. We got about almost 30 seconds. Oh, well.
Hey, let me come here. Before you say, Chris.
Huh?
Before you start with the word, let me come in with a scripture, okay?
Sounds good. Sounds good, sir.
Oh, Chris. Chris.
Huh? Yes, sir.
Give me, call me minister, yo. Brother and sister. I got you.
You know what, my bro? We are already in this session. It's too funny. It is too funny. We are on the air already, y'all. I'm sorry. We had some complications. We in it. It's a trip. Hey, God bless you. Welcome. See how the things go in the midst of, you know, you trying to, look, we had some technical difficulties at the beginning. And now we're tweaking them. You know, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in with us today.
Amen.
This is me and Minister Reverend Strawbridge and Minister Young. We here today, and we just thank you for tuning in to First Fruit. And today's topic is when your endurance is being tested. When your endurance is being tested, a lot of times, and you can also, the endurance part is basically saying your faith. When your faith is being tested, when your endurance is being tested, that's what this whole thing is about today, that the challenges of your faith or your endurance being tested. And how can I get past that? How can I maneuver and just go into what thus said the Lord tells us to do and how he wants us to do it. You know, God bless you. You tuning in with us today and everything on this Christian radio blog, radio show. Before we go any further, let us pray. And first and foremost, let's have a scripture, Minister Mr. Young, please.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning. We come this morning from out of Psalms, the division of Psalms, the 27th division. The Bible says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? The wind of the wicked and even my enemy and my foe came upon me to eat up my flesh. They stumbled and fell. Though an host shall encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though the war shall rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that I may seek after, and I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple." This is the part I love here, verse 5. "So for in time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle. And he shall hide me, and he shall set me up upon a rock.
Yeah.
And now shall my head be lifted above all my enemies around me. And therefore I will offer into his tabernacle sacrifices of joy, and I will sing, praises unto the Lord." Amen. We thank God for his word this morning. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Also, if you have any questions, you want to join in the word, join in the topic this morning, please just give us a call at 773-897-6178. That's 773-897-6178. And also, if we would like your feedback, you can email me at revstraw@gmail.com, revstraw@gmail.com. Minister Young, your email, sir?
Is henryyoung112@gmail.com. That's henryyoung112@gmail.com. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Okay, hey, let's crack this thing open. I mean, lately, you know, I tell you guys this. I recently had like a surgery. I would say minor surgery, but it's a big surgery. Ain't no minor surgery when you're dealing with your heart. And it's been a test for me. You know, here and there, you know, how to monitor everything. Now I went in for one thing, and here I am going in to receive stents. And I'm like, wow. So I received them. I got to go back for another procedure. Sometimes, you know, and you know, not that I'm weary or worried, but you know, certain things kind of drop in your mind when these things arrive. The one thing that I want you to understand is when you say yes to God, when you say yes, it puts you in a different arena from any other person that has not said yes. You have said yes to a duty. It's a duty that you have said yes to, because now here it is that, okay, not only did the heavens heard yes, but the hell heard yes too.
Okay.
But hell wants you. They want to change your yes to a no or to a maybe.
Mhm.
The maybe is more severe than the no. let me say that again. The maybe is more severe than the no. How can that be? The reason and the way that is because you haven't made your mind up. And not having a made-up mind can take you out of here without you even having the chance to say yes. And that's where Satan has more maybes than he has no's. And he's fine with the maybes. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Minister Young, I mean, it's something, man, when your endurance is being tested or your faith is on trial. And as the trials and tribulations come.
I go back to one of my favorite books of the Bible, Job. Job was tested, and guess who had the most faith in Job? God himself had faith in Job. And so when Job was going through, God knew what Job was, but Job needed to know where he was in God. God
That's
already
right.
knew that Job was going to pass the test, but Job needed to know that he was going to pass the test. So when we go through, it's not to be seeking suffering, or God gets pleasure out of us going through, but what he does get pleasure out of us is when we go through and we can still say, Lord, I thank you. And Lord, I know you brought me this far, and you're not going to just bring me this far to leave me. Amen?
That's right. That's right. Amen. Amen. And that's what it's all about. You know, the trials come. He says, these trials will show that your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold. That's 1 Peter 1:7. Then the Bible goes on to say, and my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. That's 4:19. The reason why I expounded on these scriptures is because, okay, God, yes, he wants to attest, attest your endurance or your faith. When he does these things, when he does this thing, it's like an exercise. It exercises. If you don't have no exercise, then you're going to be out of breath. You're not going to have the stamina to continue on. And his thing is he wants you to go further and further and further.
Amen.
You can't. God is not a stagnated God. So, therefore, we can't be stagnated children. So, we have to be in a position. Increasing your faith day to day, let me tell you, adversity is going to come. But all those things are going to come, but those are the things that you have gotten your promotions from. Your promotion, great promotion, has come through adversity.
I mean,
it wasn't your good times that got you to where you at. It's the rough side of the mountain. If the mountain was smooth, you couldn't climb it. You need the rough ridges in the mountain in order to climb up the mountain in order to make it to the top of the mountain. He's testing your endurance. He's testing your faith.
Amen.
And these trials will show that your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire tests as purified as gold. There are four common trials that God uses to test our faith. And chances are we're in one right now. When you go through them, you can know that it is an opportunity for us to develop our faith and trust God more. One of the first ones is pressure.
Okay.
How can you handle stress and pressure? Well, Psalms 15:15 says, "Call on me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you will honor me." Do you turn to God when you're in trouble and not to others? Pressure. How well do you handle pressure? You know, Minister Young, I mean, we hear and everything, and that's one of the most just strong things, the aspect that we face, adversity that we face is pressure. Another one is people.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is people. How well do you handle the stress of people? And a lot of times we put our faith in people and not in God. It all boils down to, do you trust God?
Amen.
And that's what it all boils down to. Do you trust God? Do you have faith in God? Because God's going to test you through your trials and tribulation, but through trials and tribulation, greatness comes out of it. And And at the end of the day, God is blessed, because what shouldn't have been, what you thought or what the people around you thought that couldn't happen for you, it did.
Mm-hmm.
And God receives all the glory. It's, you know, God wants you to put it back on him and not yourself. You're not God. The people, a lot of times we give praises to people, but God uses people to get you to where you need to be. You need haters. We need haters. Haters motivate you. Haters make you move. If you don't have haters to make you move, then you can't get to where you need to be. You'll stay stagnated and won't move because nobody has pricked you. Nobody has tested you. Nobody has taunted you to be. How you say you always? One of the great things they say you know. Be careful how you treat people, because on your way down, they'll be on their way up. It's not how you start, it's how you finish, family.
Mm-hmm.
And the one big thing is us, really, you know, people are more going to be inclined on how you finish. People don't remember how you started. They don't remember how you started. All they see is now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen.
That your faith has to stand trial. Your endurance has to stand trial. God needs to know that, okay, do you trust me? Now I'm going to have to exercise your faith. I got to exercise. I got to get it to where it needs to be. It has to be to where I can take you to the next thing. And a lot of times we don't make it because we get in the way of God. That's one thing. That's prime example number one. Stop getting in the way of God. You can't. And we do it quite often. We get in the way of the things that He want done, and we get in the way because we think this is how God want it done. And God said, "No, I didn't tell you that. I didn't tell you that." Come on, family. We got to be more obedient and be doers of the word, and also have faith that God will do and we will succeed in every which way possible that God has called for us to see. He knows our beginning. He knows our end. We just have to have enough faith to get to where we need to be and get there on time. God often uses people in our life to test and stretch our faith. It's the development of the faith. The test asks the question, how will you handle disappointment? Life is often disappointing. Marriages and plans don't always turn out the way we want. But guess what? It don't mean that we got to stop living. We got to keep going. We got to carry on.
Mm-hmm.
We got to carry on. Minister Young, what say you this morning?
You know, and I'm listening to you, brother, and God is such a loving God, and when we go through, or when we're going through, you know, we just got to constantly remind ourselves that He's our lifeline, and He's the water to our thirst, and He's gonna carry us through. You know, but as we go through, though, this is what I want to tell the audience. As you're going through, the Bible says that we should bless the Lord at all times. It didn't say when you get through your trials or when you get through your journey, but He says as you're going, I bless the Lord at all times, and His praises shall continuously be in my mouth. And that means even when I'm in the wilderness, even when I'm in the middle of my storm, and every now and then get bold with it. Tell the enemy, taste and see that the Lord is good. The Bible says, blessed is the man that trusts in Him. I know one thing about the enemy. The enemy is bold, and he will try to embarrass and shame you and make a mockery of you. So I think that as Christians, we should be bold. We should tell the Lord, I thank you for everything that you got going in my life. And even the Bible teaches us that we need to trust in Him and not just when we come through the storm. I just believe that God gets His glory out of when we can praise Him, even during the endurance. I believe God touches His arms out and said, that's my child, and that's my child giving me praise, even in the middle of the storm.
Okay.
We get the sad face. We get the sad face, and we get the cry. And trust me, I understand that because we're still in this human form, but believe that everything happens for a reason. And what better time to give God praise when anybody can praise God when things are going good? Come on. Anybody can praise God when the paycheck's here and bills paid up and income taxes came and children graduating from high school and children graduating from college and you got a brand new car. It's easy to praise God then, but there, it takes something inside you to mm-hmm. give God the praise even when you're going through your endurance. And I believe that God smiles on us where we can still say, Lord, I thank you, even when my body is hurting and even when my mind is confused and even when sometimes folks talk about me and backbite on me, when you can say to God, I love you, God, I thank you, and God, I know that you got my back. I just believe that God, man, God stretches out and said, there's my child, there is my son, there is my daughter. I just get excited when people, I remember going to the hospital one day and we was going to do some ministering at the hospital and the lady's body was just wrecked with cancer all through her body. And we thought we was going to go in there and have some old little song and pray with her. But when I saw her as she was going through, as she was enduring her cancer treatment and as she was going through, and I could tell the pain was in her body. She said, look at here, baby. I've been trusting God for over 50 years, and I'm not going to stop trusting him now. She said, yes, cancer's all through my body. Yes, I'm hurting as I speak to you, but God has been too good to me not to praise him even now. And we got to get in that mind frame that we praise God as we're going through, as we're coming out. Boy, we don't never stop giving him because that's what the enemy wants. He wants us to get in this pity party, and he wants us to start crying and ain't don't nobody love me no more, and things just ain't right. But God gets excited about a cheerful praise and a worshiper. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Wow, that's some good stuff. Good stuff. WQB 987, the time is 10:23 in the a.m. in Georgia, Eastern Standard Time. You're on with Reverend Strawbridge and Minister Young. If you have any questions, call in at 773-897-6178. That's 773-897-6178. The topic is when your endurance is being tested. Amen, amen, amen. I just thank you. I thank you, Minister Young. So eloquently, and you put it, and how real you put it, man. And just and how you said, hit home when you can praise God in the midst of going through the storm. Here it is. Paul said, "Yet though he slay me, I still trust him." I know I'm carrying this thorn in my side, and God could take it off anytime He wishes. He can, you know, take it out of me, this thorn out of me anytime he wishes. But, you know, whether he do or he don't, I still trust him through all this madness.
Amen. Man,
until it didn't even, it became a non-factor because he was working through it. Even though his faith was in God. His faith wasn't in, you know, in just the, like, I hope it falls off. Whether it do or don't, I'm still going to serve him. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good and his mercies endures forever, family. And don't wait till adversity come, basically. Don't wait till adversity come. Exercise your faith. Speak to yourself. Before you can speak to a mountain and tell the mountain to be removed out of your life, anything else, speak to yourself, encourage yourself, strengthen your faith, get into your daily word, sit down and just have a conversation. I just sit down and pray to God, but have a conversation with him. Develop your relationship with him one-on-one, and that you will be able to hear him when he speak and lead and guide your direction. That's what it's really all about, and that's what he wants. That's what he wants. God don't want you just to pray him, praise him. He wants a relationship with you.
Amen.
He wants a relationship. What father wouldn't want a relationship with their child? And, you know, and then you see other hurt people, other disgust people. You're able to easily discern it. God will give it to you and give you what to say. But before you can help somebody else out, you need to help yourself. And a lot of times we give We give of ourselves, and then we don't put into ourselves. We don't deposit into ourselves. How can you get from the bank which you hadn't deposited in? There's nothing in there that you deposited in there. My late sister used to say this all the time. Whatever you feed your spirit is what wins. You know, whatever you put in, that's what's going to come out. If there's nothing in there, nothing's going to come out. And if you sit down and you watch social media all the time, or you sit down and you like adversity with all these little shows and all these shows, that all that stuff enters into your spirit, man. All that stuff enters into your spirit, and you're acting out things on TV. You acting out things versus that, okay, you have 24 hours in a day. We put more of our work. You work 8 hours. Let's say if you work 8 hours. Okay. You work 8 hours. How much of your day is gone already? You know, what do you have left? You have 16 hours left. Okay, what you going to do with the 16? And we might say within 15 minutes, we might say thank you to God. Or we might just say, might read a scripture. And that be it. Then the next thing we do, we on Facebook, we on Twitter, we on all these other social media, anything to take our mind off God and His glory. And yet, then when adversity comes, that's when we won't get on our face. The reason why I'm so easy, I can tell you these things and explain these things to you because that's me. You know, I'm not going to sit there and say that, you know, hey, that my slate is all clean, I'm good, I'm a goodie too, and that's what I'm learning too. As I preach, as we preach, you know, the Word of God, as we speak the Word of God, you know, we're also ministering to ourselves.
Amen.
We're ministering to ourselves. These are things that, you know, we need to correct. God desires our, He wants the fullness. He don't want just partial time with us. He don't want weekend visits. You know, he's a good father. He don't want weekend visits. He want all the time. You know what I'm saying? You know, he's not our stepfather. He's not our stepfather. He's our father. And so, if that's the case, then we need to make it happen, man. We need to get off your social media. Stop watching Law and Order all the time. Stop watching all these shows that just really don't matter, and put some positive Jesus in you. Something positive. Place yourself around positive people. And when I say people, it ain't gonna be but like one or two. One or two people. Just being real, it's not gonna be a whole bunch of people. When I say people, these are all my friends. I guarantee you, at the end of the day, there's not going to be 10 good people. It's going to be two good people, if that.
Amen. Amen.
I'm telling you, brother. I'm telling you. You know, Minister Young, it's I say, you know, this is, you know, when our taste, our faith or our endurance is being tested. It's just another thing that God is saying is being exercised, or it's being stretched to the point where God can move in and do what He needs to do. If your endurance or your faith was never being tested, was never being sought after, that means that, hey, God only cares about, He only chastised those that He loves. If you're not being chastised by God, then you need to check yourself.
Check yourself.
You really need to be checked to yourself.
Check yourself.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. I'm Big Brother, I know, you know, Big Brother, I appreciate the God in you and appreciate that, that, you know, I can say this, and I can say this, to the world that, you know, you're my best friend, you're my big brother, and I really do respect you and love you and your family, and And I just thank God for the impact that you have placed on me and my family as well.
And same here, too, Reverend Strawbridge, man. I believe that God has connected us, and I believe that God has something great for us to do. I just thank God for you and your family. And most of all, I thank God for saving us and forgiving us and working with us. I'm in Romans 10:9. It says, if there's anybody right now that wants to give their life to Christ, the Bible says it's just as simple as if you shall just confess with your mouth that Lord Jesus, and he shall believe, and you shall believe in your heart that God has raised from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It don't take that you got to go before a pastor, you got to go to church to receive Christ. You can receive Christ right now where you sit.
Amen.
God is calling you out right now. There are some folks that's looking for a change and a difference, and God said he is the difference. He is the change. He can make you, have you go through your endurance, your trials, your tribulation, but he wants you to give his life, your life to him. And I always tell people now, God's hands are open. His heart is open up to you right now that you come in and receive him as your Lord and Savior. Amen?
Amen. So with that being said, if you want to know Christ, Minister Young, you there?
Yes, sir. Amen.
Okay. If you want to know Christ today, all is right now, if you believe Jesus bled and died for your sins and transgression, went to that old rugged cross and died right on the cross for your sins and transgressions, was dead, arose, and sits on the right hand of the Father, and you confess with your lips that Christ is your Lord and Savior, this day you are saved.
Amen.
So if you confess it, go on and confess it. Amen. I hear you. I hear you in Radio Land. I hear you. We hear you. And now the only thing that you need to do is realize this. As we talk about, you know, confessing with your lips now. So that's it. I'm saved now. Yeah, you saved now. But also understand this. It's a few other things that you need to do. You need to seek out a ministry in your local neighbor area and see what gels with your spirit. What's your spirit, man? That man inside of you, your conscience, that unction that you get, and see that if that vibes with you. Because we don't want you to just leave you with this yes. God wants you to move further within him. Now get somewhere locally, and not just locally. If you just have that, get somewhere to where your spirit vibes with God. You can really honestly get what you need, and you'll know it once you get there. The Holy Spirit will lead and guide you, allowing to lead and guide you. And also, things are great in the kingdom. It's a blessing to be a part of the kingdom in Christ Jesus. Also, the angels in heaven are rejoicing at this time because you made a decision. You chose to live for God and not live off of maybe or no. One other thing is that, you know, the state and the job is to come steal, kill, and destroy. That's his job. He come at you and might, if you mess up, even if you mess up here and there, don't stop loving God. That don't mean your yes turn to a no because you messed up. That means that you just need to increase. That means you need to increase your endurance. That means that God is increasing your faith in him. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We're so out of time, but it's in God, all in God's side. Minister Young, could you take us out in prayer, dear brother?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise you this morning. For a day
amen.
Amen.
Mr. Amen. Amen. So God bless you. Y'all have it's our station, our radio station is, you know, things are, hey, we just praise God for what he's doing and what he thinks he's about to do. It's going to get better. It's going to get better for you. God bless you. And y'all have a blessed weekend. Go Steelers. Thank you.